All right. That last ball game, proud of the fellas. Certainly wasn't a clean game, but overcame many obstacles during the football game. And so I was proud of them for that. Certainly have to clean some things up. You saw the game. You know, we've got our players are proud, and they understand the difficulty of overcoming a negative turnover ratio. And so I know that we'll get that cleaned up. Brent Celek played awfully well. Mike Vick down the stretch played just absolutely at a high level. Brent's certainly underrated, as you know. Brent's a tight end that plays tight end, so his numbers may not be some of the fellas. The numbers are up. They're sort of receivers first and tight end second. Brent's a pro football player. He's just done an excellent job both in the run and the pass and protection for us. So let's get to the Arizona game. Fine defense. We've got a great challenge as well as a great opportunity here. They're a fine defense. They've got skilled players that are big, strong, physical up front. The inside group that they have is outstanding. The scheme is excellent. They've got some excellent cover men. They're fast, physical, and can run. So a great challenge for us. Let's open it up to questions.
Marty, how much does Calais Campbell worry you? He led the league last year in passes deflected.
Yeah, he had 10 last year. He was second in the league. He gets his paws on the balls. He's 6'8", and he has an excellent feel. You don't do those things by accident. You know, he's just got an excellent feel. He also is a good pass rusher. So if he thinks he's getting there, he'll get there. If not, then he softens up and tries to time his arms in there, and in many cases with a jump. That'll be a part of the game for us.
How do you go about resolving the turnover issue? Is there anything different you can do at practice or other than just preaching, don't turn it over? What can you do?
Well, normally you go through some turnovers and you emphasize it as a coach and staff. And I'm just telling you, the players are proud. They want to take care of the ball, and they want to have a possession of the ball after every play. And so normally it gets corrected that way. There are some things we do in practice with ball security drills, and there's many drills that we do go through. But normally, if you emphasize it, and the players have to emphasize it among themselves, and which we did, I didn't, the players did, because I didn't have to, because the players did that themselves at halftime. So normally that it'll get corrected that way.
Up on Sunday?
We'll see. We don't make those decisions till later in the week, so we'll see. Deion's a fine football player.
Is it more the injury? Is it more that he's...
He was injured, and then the other two fellows are excellent special teams. But there's a lot of different reasons why a man's up or down, and so we'll see later in the week.
When Demetrius came in, did he do 100% Howard Mudd technique, or did he kind of lean on some of the stuff that...
He played very well. You know, both Dallas and Demetrius were in there, for the game-winning drive and before that as well, and both of them played at a high level. Neither one of them were perfect. So we expect to get better. You know, one of the bigger challenges we have is the crowd noise. You know, so it'll be very loud, I'm sure, and so we have to be able to do it the right way with the crowd noise.
As your defense is playing and the 9 turnovers that you've had so far through 2 games. I mean, is there any thought of just be more conservative offensively, kind of like a new recipe?
Now, why would you ever do that? Really, you have to score points in this league typically to win. Okay, we're playing just the way that I expect us to play, with the exception of the turnovers. And so you get that fixed. I think we'd be pretty good now, you know, if we get the turnover thing fixed. It's just a situation.
Since the defense wasn't quite as stout as this one at least appears to be.
Well, the defense and special teams certainly has allowed us an opportunity to win games. There's no question about that. But the better your defense, it's just philosophically, you know, some teams go about it different. But look, if your defense is really good, you can take more calculated risks because they're going to cover it up. That's the way that I think. Certainly when you turn over the football over three times down in or near the red zone, you've got to fight that conservative approach. You've got to trust the players. It's just that simple. You can't get anywhere if you're concerned about not doing the right thing or not being able to do this or turn over these type of things. You've got to trust the players and expect your expectations is that they'll get it done and that they'll correct any mistake that they've made in the past.
It's just the biggest challenge for
like who's up? Who's? Yeah. Well, there's a lot of challenges for him. Those two men inside are very good. That's first. Secondly, the crowd noise. His first responsibility is to get the football to the quarterback, and then the two fellows that he's going to be blocking are excellent football players. Yeah.
Shady seems to have done a really good job of making things happen, even if there aren't the lanes there. How do you feel about the run blocking so far? Is it still coming along? Do you think it's not where you need to be, or is it where you?
We're doing a fine job in the run game up front. We've had and it's all together. When a play hasn't worked, it receivers are important as well. The tight ends, the quarterbacks, and the back. Making sure that he stays with the football, with the play first, and then allow his natural ability and instincts to kick in. So there's been a few here and there, but our running game, I feel good about our running game. I think our running game will continue to get better as well.
Were you surprised, Marty?
We're out here.
Sean Jackson on Sunday after the game said he cut out the turnovers and his team to be the best in the league, hands down. Do you see that as well when you look at this group?
Well, I already said that we're playing just the way that all of our players and the staff and I expect us to play, with the exception of a little bit more than a handful of plays here, probably two handful of plays there, and I'm really talking about the turnovers. Yeah.
Were you surprised that Baltimore didn't blitz Michael more often Sunday? And you mentioned that that'll be...
Oh, they blitzed him, yeah. They blitzed him.
But not as much as Browns. Perhaps
21% of the time. I mean, the Browns didn't blitz much more than...
They normally blitz a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends how you're counting. I mean, depends what you could to define a blitz, So... But, yeah, they blitz us, yeah.
Michael continues to see lots of blitzes.
Well, we've done well against the blitz up to date, Not outstanding yet, but pretty good. In the first ball game, we got three big plays against the blitz. And so we'll see. Well, every team will play us differently. With the players that we have, typically we'll see that. Every team will play us a little bit differently, depending on their personnel and then how they want to attack us. Yeah.
Has running to the left been more challenging this season?
Where are we at here?
Running to the left side been more challenging this season?
There's not enough numbers, to say that. I think we're fine in the running game, yeah.
Morty, what did going to the no huddle offensively last week give you guys?
Well, I think the number one thing is I know Mike's very good at that. He's good at a fast tempo. I do think that some of our other players are excellent at it. So just simply play into their strengths. That's all. That's all it was. Now, there was a game plan situation where there were certain things that we certainly wanted to do, and that enabled us to do some of those things as well.
Marty, I mean, you are down you're starting all-pro left tackle from the offseason, and now you're starting center, who is really coming to his own and people felt was special. It's only after week two. How difficult will that be just for the guys up front in general? And I know you guys have the next man up, but, I mean, those are two of your best linemen. I mean, yeah. Going forward, how tough is the challenge to get everybody to that level where you guys can, you know, be Super Bowl caliber?
Yeah, we've had three really good linemen that aren't with us right now. Now, King is day to day, but really, it's just very simple. The next man in, expect him to play as good or better. Why not? Than the man that you replace. That's just the way we go about our business, and we work hard at it. The players work hard at it to play the best possible play that they can every single play. It's really that simple, and that's the mentality. And if you've got that mentality, there's certain mentalities that you have to have, and I think if you've got those mentalities, you put no cap on yourself. We've talked about that before.
With the two game-winning drives, why do you think the offense has been able to execute so well in those critical situations?
Well, it's never one thing. It's usually a host of things, and one is confidence. There's no substitute for great confidence, and I know that our players have great confidence, and we've done these type of things before. If you remember the Giants game back, you know, great comebacks, down many more points than we were. So I think that's where it starts. And then in those type of situations, some players tend to think that they have to make a heroic play. And so you just run the play and execute the play. And so I think we've done those things well, you know, at the end of games. And the other thing that we mentioned here, our team may very well be built for that type of atmosphere. You know, we've got some pretty good skill guys. Our line likes that mode, and I know that our quarterback is very good at it.
Morty, we're going to talk about the effect that an engaged DeSean Jackson has on both the offense and the team overall.
Okay, the effect that DeSean has.
Yeah, when he's kind of engaged and playing at the level that he was in the first two games, kind of, you know, spirit that he's showing.
He's always done that. He's certainly a catalyst for our football team. He's a dynamic player. Certainly as he's gotten a few years in this league, he certainly has become a leader. So I know that all of our players love when he's speeding down the field, whether he gets the football or not. All of our players know that he's important when he does that.
Fourth quarter comebacks go. Does your quarterback have to have like a certain characteristic to be able to pull that off?
Oh, you know, he's got some good players around him. That's first. So that enables your quarterback to have an opportunity for successful plays. Second, I do know that some of it is instinctive. And you like that in all of your players, just the gut instincts. And then you get to the skill and ability, those gut instincts, the natural instincts. I know that he's got that. So, yeah, there are some qualities that but you have to – our defense and special teams, we mentioned that, kept us at a point to where we had an opportunity to do that. Then you the players around you, then you have a little bit of an opportunity there. And then all of the players in the last two games, you know, you look at those two drives, they're game-winning plays all over. Brent Celek, Clay, Michael, DeSean, Jeremy, Jason, all of them had – game winner and blocks up front. So it all certainly starts up front. So, all right. Yep.